Hi, this is Derek with Opinion Research, private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. Now, this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Now, does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, or media organization?
No.
No. Okay. So let me see here. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely voting? Very likely, somewhat? Not very
definitely.
Likely. Definitely. All right. And which political party are you registered?
I don't know, but I'm going to vote Republican.
Republican? Okay. Now, are you or a member of your inmate families from Latino, Hispanic, Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No. Okay. What is your main racial background?
White.
White. And what is your age group?
Above 75.
Above. And let me see here. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Now, you will now be given a list of some political officials that you may have familiar with. Please indicate, have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Now, if you have no opinion, have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Leonard Spencer?
No.
No. No opinion?
I don't. Never heard of him.
Oh, never heard of him. And Carolyn Amesti?
Who?
Carolina Amesti? Carolina Amesti?
Is it Amex? The one that's Amish?
Amish? Uh-huh. Carolina Amish?
She's a joke.
Very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very? Okay.
Very.
And Scott Boyd?
I don't know him.
You don't know. Kamala Harris?
Don't know her.
Okay. And Aaron Hundley?
Nope.
No, no. And now the election for president were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican. Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. No. And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting for Donald Trump or?
Positive.
Definitely. All right. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
I'm not going to vote for her.
No. Okay. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on your four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. Found guilty, Amesti will face up to 20 years in prison for thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponent and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican or Democratic candidate?
Not her.
Not her? Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Of what?
Of the candidate for the legislature, Carolina Republican or Leonard Spencer Democratic?
I would not vote in that. I would just leave it blank.
All right. Due to state representative Amesti arrest, there have been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. Is
they,
that...
what are Kamala Harris for being a dyke?
Uh-huh. What was it? It kind of broke up on me. Hello? Breaking up. Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello, James? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?